Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli officials are concerned that the Dead Sea could completely die. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Because of the lack of water flowing into the Dead Sea, the misuse of development by businesses in this delicate area, and the improper management of the valuable natural resource, there is a threat that the Dead Sea could slip into a dangerous situation that would hinder the preservation of this most valuable piece of real estate in Israel. One possible solution is the proposed Red Dead Project that would pipe water from the Red Sea to the Dead Sea, a project that is now being studied by the World Bank for its feasibility. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Red Dead Project, one way to preserve Israel's greatest natural resource, the Dead Sea, is a good idea, but not God's plan for this unique place. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For a number of years now, the water in the Dead Sea has been evaporating and has the water level at a very dangerous point. Industrial development in the area and the threat from tourism has only complicated the problem. There have been many studies to try and find a solution for this problem, the most interesting being the Red Dead Project. This plan, now being considered by the World Bank as to its feasibility, was first introduced by Israeli President Shimon Peres. The Red Dead Project would channel water from the Red Sea on Israel's southern border down to the Dead Sea. If this actually worked, it would revitalize the Dead Sea and increase revenues from the Dead Sea industries and the tourism that will come about as a result of this project. Bible prophecy has an interesting perspective on this major ecological problem. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote 2,500 years ago that the Dead Sea will be revitalized and will no longer be the saltiest sea on the earth, which is today seven times saltier than any ocean. Ezekiel 47 speaks of a time in the future during the kingdom period when water will flow from the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to the Dead Sea, and it will become a freshwater lake. I say that this happens during the 1,000-year kingdom on earth, which will be headquartered in Jerusalem when a Jewish temple is built and in operation. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, and also the 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah. Salvation for the Dead Sea is on the way. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. The Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...